Several hundred people converged outside CenturyLink Field yesterday to protest police killings of unarmed black people in Ferguson, Missouri, and elsewhere. The protest began just as tens of thousands of Seahawks fans were arriving for yesterday's game. KUOW's Deborah Wong was there and has some of the voices from the protest.
Hands up, don't shoot! Hands up, don't shoot!
My name is Kim Thomas. You know, the murder of unarmed black men and boys and women has become a real epidemic in this culture, in this country. And so we're hoping that this team, who we really respect so much and who we deeply care for as a community, will show support for those of us who are out here and have been out in the streets for many weeks, but more importantly for those families and the loved ones who have lost children, husbands, and fathers to police brutality.
12 men can't breathe.
I'm from KUOW Radio.
Hi.
Just wondering what you think of all this.
I guess it's time for a change, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's time for
exactly.
a change.
I agree with a lot of it. So, but it's nice that they're peaceful. You know, they're just chanting and letting people know what they think. They aren't hurting anyone, so I like it.
Can you tell me your names?
Stacy.
And Cody Walker.
Across, so what's the point?
When 90% of the black killings in America are done black on black, there's no retribution. When it happens between a white officer and a black person, all of a sudden we have this. You know, so they don't care when it's black on black, there's no big deal. When all of a sudden when it's a white on black killing, then there's an outrage. I have a problem with that.
Which side are you on, friends? Which side are you on? Justice for my brothers, justice for us all. Which side are you on?
Those are voices for and against yesterday's Black Lives Matter protest outside the Seahawks game.